Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Oh, my goodness. That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 22nd day of April, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by Henry Shively and John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself. Well, it is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It was warmer this morning. It was like 37 degrees, so I think we're going to see a little shift towards summer, and I just love summer. I just love it. That being said, how's the weather today out there in central Nazi Joyzey? I heard you had some wind, my friend. John? John's not there. John's not there. He must have. Wow, okay. He'll be there in a minute, I'm sure. Unbelievable. This is the first article we have up here. Unbelievable. Trump's temporary immigration ban exempts nearly everyone. There's a fucking surprise, and we'll get into it as soon as we return from these messages.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Did you make it there yet, John? Nope, says Laura. He's not on the thing. Well, he must be running behind on something. He's still moving, got to remember. Anyway, unbelievable. Trump's temporary immigration ban exempts everyone, nearly everyone. This is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Before we get started, you know, I was watching the Stupid Box today, and I guess Bill Barr, the... You know, the attorney general, the unlawful attorney general, because there was never, that position was never a part of government put in place under Article 5 and ratified by the states, because the states would have never turned their fucking judicial system over to, well, the government. That they were going to give them control of, you know, of the courts. That being said, Bill Barr, I guess, is supposed to be going to be going after some of these governors who have just way overstepped their authority. They overstepped their authority when they gave the first fucking order to do anything. They had no fucking jurisdictional authority to order the people to do any fucking thing. The only one that can order an American national is a common law jury, and that's after all of the elements of due process have been met, and there is a cause that has been filed by an American national operating in their personal capacity. You know, I think I got popped into my mind about that book. I'm almost done with it, The Constitution That Never Was. And this guy's talking about, you know, trial juries, and he really doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about in the end of the book. Because he's talking about the attorney. Who's going to call these juries? He doesn't understand the fucking law. But he's, you know, the book, you know, he understands that the Bill of Rights is the supreme law of the land. But the simple operation of the people's self-governance, he does not understand. It's not just a floating, where's these floating grand juries going to come from? Who's going to create them? How are they created? And this idea that he says that even civil cases have to be okayed by the grand jury. No, they fucking do not. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if somebody files a frivolous fucking lawsuit against you, you file a countersuit. And they end up paying for all your expenses plus your goddamn trouble. And you can ask for punitive damages to punish them for putting you through it. The remedy is already there. It has nothing to do with the grand jury. The grand jury is only for a civil crime. When there's a civil crime, an individual files the, it could be the sheriff. I mean, if there's no living relatives, like a murder or something, or the coroner, they file a civil complaint and with the information attached in affidavit form. And then the sheriff has to go out and he has to put together a grand jury. Now, a grand jury can hear several cases because it would be, I mean, in a country this size, there's going to be a lot of goddamn cases. And they can hear several. But it's not the attorney general or none of this shit. It's not going to stay. It can't stay. It's a fucking corporation. It's unlawful for it to exist. And you do not have the remedy in your book, friend. You're not even close. But what would have to happen is that, like I said, you know, as far as civil crime, it would go to the grand jury, and the grand jury would investigate it, and it could call the sheriff in. If there were questions or people that needed to be brought in, they could subpoena people and have the sheriff deliver the subpoenas, because that is a function of a peace officer, of an elected sheriff, is to serve the papers of the courts. And then the grand jury would investigate it as they saw fit, and there ain't gonna be no fucking lawyers, or no fucking DA can't exist no more than the attorney general can, because one sprung from the other, and it started as a fraud, making it poisonous fruit in the DA's, or the poisonous tree at the federal level, and it became a poisonous fruit at the fucking local level. There is no such thing as a DA. It is a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights and of the common law for any notion that the government has any say in our self-rule. They just do not. But I'm close to the end of the book, and I'm close enough till I can criticize the guy for not, he doesn't understand what the fuck he's talking about at the end of the book. Though there's a lot of good information there. It talks about his attempts in the Admiralty to sue in the state of New York over the pensions and going to the Constitution. Well, fuck all that, buddy. Fuck all that, because the Constitution does not exist. You're the one that said it in the beginning of the book. That was the whole point of your book, and you wonder why you cannot get anything done. Why there cannot be no grand juries. I'm going to get this through your head, mister. I hope you're listening. Everybody that read the book, there can be no grand jury. There can be no trial juries until the 14th Amendment is removed and the corporation is removed, and we're back under American national rule of law. Why? Because that 14th Amendment makes you a subject. And as a subject, you do not have freedom of thought or decision. Now, that's why the judge can come up there, and it, just like in the case of the Branch Davidians, the judge came in after Branch Davidians were acquitted and overturned the verdict. Because the verdict was accomplished by subjects to the crown, and the crown overturned the verdict and put them people in prison anyway. This doesn't end, I mean, everybody's just, any goddamn thing, but just to do what, we outnumber these son of a bitches, 1,000 to 1. This is insanity. Unbelievable. Trump's temporary immigration ban exempts nearly everyone from, this is from Information Liberation, and it was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. President Trump left immigration patriots aghast on Tuesday after revealing his temporary immigration ban exempts nearly all foreign workers and only applies to some immigrants seeking green cards. This is just a political bullshit. He's a lying son of a bitch. He is an elitist lying son of a bitch. Oh, there you are.
Oh, okay, just making sure you could hear me. I didn't want to interrupt
your
audio.
Oh, that's all right.
I just got online. I've been fighting with my damn computer all morning. The browser just wouldn't open.
Man, yesterday, dude, I mean, we had, or maybe it was this morning. Whenever I put up that article on that Oregon senator or that Oregon congressman, 5 minutes later, the whole goddamn site shut down. And early in the morning, the browser was attacked from Lithuania. It was like an overload of a spam attack from Lithuania. So they're paying attention to us, brother.
I know it. I apologize for being late. I was up at 6 this morning fixing this thing, and then just before showtime here, I says, okay, let me load, because I got to use the Google Chrome, you know, the CIA specially made browser. And, Henry, no matter what I did, it just refused to open.
Just a second, Lord, just yelled something. What? Firefox, John. That's what we moved to.
Firefox? Well, I didn't have this problem before. I've been using the Google Chrome to tie into the show here with no problem, but suddenly I guess it's a problem.
Well, go to the Firefox. It works. I mean, we've had no problems with it. It works excellent. It's
all right. You're still breaking up on my end. I don't know if the other listeners hear that, but, you know, you're getting that digital distortion, and it sounds even a little worse than usual.
No, I thought we had that taken care of yesterday. Nobody mentioned it.
Oh, again, I might be the only one hearing it. I don't know.
Anybody else?
Sounds like a woodpecker.
Huh? Go ahead.
Sounds like a woodpecker.
Sounds like a woodpecker. I'll be goddamn. Well, we're going to have to call the company again and see what the hell the deal is. I mean,
well, you know, there is a way to trace the signal route, and I guarantee you our signal route somewhere goes through Tel Aviv.
Oh, I promise you it does. I watch my cursor move all the time on my screen as they're working on my computer for me.
Doing it with your magic mind powers, Henry?
No, I'm not. I mean, I have them, but I hate to use them like that, you know? It seems so useless. I'm going to have Laura.
Yeah, I know. You're very meek. You don't like to show off if it's not necessary.
Exactly. I like to keep a low profile. Well, I'm going to have Laura refire the phone up and see if that changes it.
All right.
She's on her way. This is peeving me off. I mean, we have everything. Everything's so clean. The computer's so quiet. I mean, it's not screaming. We've got everything so perfect except this one little.
So apparently, Firefox ain't that great.
Or maybe it's the.
Let's have to take it off and put it back on every day.
This service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. There are 7 participants in the conference. The recording has started.
Did that change?
Please announce yourself.
Just when Henry talks is when the problem arises.
Really? Did that change it at all right there?
Well, I did hear it a little bit, but you got to talk a little bit or just...
Okay, Yankee Doodle went to London just to screw the queen. I don't know what to say.
You sound okay for the moment, but I wouldn't put some money on it. There it is. One of the listeners, Ebert there, was talking while you were offline there for a moment. The listeners sound fine. They almost sound like they're in the room with me. They sound great. It's only when you're online that you get the distortion coming into the signal.
Oh. What she's going to have to do is, I mean, this is what it's going to take to remedy it, guys. This is why we're going to have to reload the goddamn Firefox every day before the program.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the problem, Henry.
No, it is.
Signal coming
we did it yesterday.
Of you.
We did it yesterday, John, and we reloaded it with an older version of it, and we didn't have the problem. But this is what it was doing with the Chrome, and we were having to re-download the Chrome every freaking day. And have it, go through it, make sure it's working right, and then it would work through the fucking broadcast, and then we'd have the same problem today, the next day. These sons of bitches do not like what we're saying. We're having a fucking serious effect right now.
Well, Henry, you know, and I know you were in the middle of an article, but I did see a couple of other articles on other sites, and, you know, and it seems to me that there is a momentum here to people getting pissed off and getting out there and protesting.
Yes, by God, they are. I was talking about it earlier about Bill Barr, you know, because what they're doing is, I mean, Napolitano did come up on the Fox News and say that that was misprison of felony, even though they changed his words later. They said, still said it's a felony. What they are doing is a felony. And I mean, and down, you got Bill Barr saying that, oh, he's going to investigate all the governors for overdoing it. You had this one bitch lawyer on the stupid box today, and she was saying, well, they do have a slight constitutional authority to do it. No, they fucking do not. They have zero authority. It's called the Bill of Rights. The only way that you can be compelled as an American national to do something is by a court order. And the court order has to come from a common law jury. And that means you have to have received every fucking facet of the procedural due process in that Bill of Rights. We have been put under house arrest with zero due process of the law. Go ahead.
Well, Henry, remember, you know, and I got to remind people, this is not about a virus. This isn't even about governors exercising dictatorial powers. This is a coup. We are in a live streaming coup.
Exactly. And the people are rising up to meet the coup, and they're not liking it. They're not liking it. I seen one article just before I was going to come up here that, you know, we were talking about, Facebook, you know, shutting down the protests. The governors have come out and said that Facebook is lying, that they didn't ask for them to shut down the protests, because they all know, since that they've mentioned that misprison of felony, that what a fucking error. Because everybody knows that to know that that they're breaking the law, and there is no doubt they're breaking the law, even in their world, in the world of the admiralty, that is a felony. In our world,
they're breaking their own laws.
You goddamn right they are, and they cannot do it. I mean, even if the Constitution was in effect, it'd be violating the separation of powers. I mean, it's like these executive orders cannot exist. Because it gives the executive the power to legislate, to put law in place.
People don't understand that, Henry. You know, whether it's federal government or state government, governors or the executive branch do not have a single ounce of power to even write a period and call that law. Not even a period or a comma or a single word. That's not their job. It has to go through the assembly. It has to go through the Senate. Those bills have to be approved, reconciled. It goes through a subcommittee, goes back through the process. Normally takes, you know, 5, 6, 7 months for this whole process. And then when it's ratified by both the assembly and the Senate, it has to be signed up by the governor or at the federal level, the president. Then it becomes law, but that's a long process.
You're
because some friggin' governor pulled out a piece of toilet paper, waved his pen across it, and said, "Ah, this is law."
That's not even correct, John. Before it's not law. All they can do is make policy.
The governors make policy. Yeah.
Even the Congress and the Senate. The only way they can make law, true law, is through Article 5. That's why the first Congress violated the ninth article by creating the office of the Attorney General. The only law there is the law that has been ratified by all the states. The only federal law there is. All the rest of this shit is just policy. And the creation of all these agencies has been a violation of the law. Before you could create
You're saying that the law has to be done through the amendment process.
Exactly, the Article 5. That's
all right,
what it's
now,
there
but even
for.
In their admiralty system, creating a law requires them going through the legislature, and the executive branch has absolutely zero capacity to write a law, even in their admiralty setting.
They can create policies. They can create policies to carry out the law. That's what they're supposed to be doing. Is creating policies to whatever the law is, that whatever has been ratified by the people and doesn't violate the ninth article of the Bill of Rights, it is a law. And they're supposed to be writing policy to implement that law. Now, like you said, the legislature writes it, and the Congress passes it, and then the Senate passes it. But still, it's not law; it's policy. And then it's up after the president signs it. Then it's up to the president to implement that policy that implements law. But there's no law behind none of this policy because it's being done by an unlawful entity, and they're not going through the fifth article qualification of the states ratifying. It cannot be law for all the states. You know, it cannot be implemented on anybody because it has not been ratified. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. But okay. I thought even at the in your admiralty setting, that the it's still if the, we call it law for a shorthand, but once it goes through the Senate and the Assembly and they agree on it and it gets passed off and signed by the executive branch, that became law because the ability to write laws is reserved to the states.
Well, it becomes the policy for implementing law. That's all they ever had the authority for. If they want to make law. If anybody wants to make law, they have to do it through the fifth article of the Constitution. If we had the Constitution, I mean, we're talking in hypotheticals here. If we had the Constitution, the only way law can be made is through that fifth article. And
which
that's
why the amendment process.
Right. And that's why the ninth article, you know, it nullifies the fifth article because it says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, and that's what the fifth article is. It's a right, it's an authority, and a right we'll define as an authority in law. And it is the authority to amend the Constitution. But see, the Bill of Rights never amended any part of the Constitution. The Bill of Rights as a body of law, when it was put as amendments, you know, to the Constitution, what did it amend, John?
Well, it didn't amend anything. It erected barriers.
You're goddamn right it did. It declared a higher law than the Constitution. It declared that the people were the authority and that the people's, they could never have any authority to violate the people's Bill of Rights, to violate any right in that Bill of Rights and in that body of law, which is the common law for the United States of these Americas. But to make a law, they have to go through the fifth article procedure, which means they have to write it out, and it has to be ratified by all the states, by representatives elected by the people, and then it still has to pass the Bill of Rights muster. It cannot violate the Bill of Rights in any way, or else it has no authority. There is no authority for it in the Constitution. It can't exist. Plain and simple. What they do is like if that, like they're, like say, you know, let's just take our first article, our right to freedom of speech. Now they can write policy. The Congress can write a policy saying that, the government will shut down communications because the government's running the, communications network in the United States. We can shut down the communications of anyone who violates the first article. They can see that would be a policy to implement law. And then they could all sign it, and then the Senate would agree with it and sign it, and the President would sign it, and then the executive branch would enforce it. Anybody that is violating the first article will be taken off the fucking airways. Your license to operate will be pulled. But to see the corporation wasn't even supposed to exist. That's what it's such a clusterfuck, but it's so simple to, you know, go to the Bill of Rights and everything it can be straightened out just by just throwing all this shit out the window. Because, I mean, it's like this licensing thing and all of this crap. You know, like this was never supposed to be corporations in the United States of these Americas. There could be partnerships that were formed in the common law, but all of our jurisdictional law in this country was supposed to be the common law. So we could write up a 10-person partnership if we wanted to, you know, just making the, you know, that we're all partners in this, but we answer as individuals for our actions. And if something go, you know, if a part of that goes wrong, and you know, if you violate somebody's rights with your business that you created through a partnership created through the jurisdiction of the common law, then each individual one of you gets sued. You know, you see what I'm saying? We got these corporations, we got 10,000 shareholders and we commit, you know, just like, Exxon Valdez and the oil spill in the Gulf and all that. Well, we're a corporation, so we can only be fined. They do things just like Monsanto. Those people, they are guilty of murdering people. Now, if that was a partnership that somebody had formed under the common law and they created that product, you see, there would be no, FDA or any of this goddamn regulation, government regulation bullshit to approve or disapprove of anything you did. But if you created something, you said, this is a weed killer and, you know, we're telling you it's safe. It puts the responsibility on you to decide what's safe and what's not safe. It ain't the government daddy and mommy taking care of you. But if it proves that this stuff is poison and they didn't test it, or if they've, like in the case of Monsanto, they knew that it would cause cancer and it killed somebody, they would be charged in the common law with goddamn straight up murder. Because that's what it would be. There would be no, all you can do is find the corporation. No. We're gonna take each one of you partners who entered into this contract, in the common law to form a partnership. And we're going to take each one of you and we're going to try you for murder because you all knew that this was going to kill people and you sold it anyway. You did it for benefit. I mean, you did it for money. You went out and you sold this product that you knew would kill people and you did it with malice and force. In fact, it would be premeditated murder because they knew the shit would kill people. And now I think
look what Bill Gates in India and, you know, the massacre, mm-hmm. I mean, the death of thousands of people by his vaccines, which he knew would do that because that's what it was designed to do. And supposedly they're putting a warrant out for his arrest, but there's an individual that is getting away with murder. So how do you hold a larger body responsible?
Exactly. Well, the thing is, it's just hiding under the corporate veil. I mean, they caused fucking death. And nobody, who's answerable? All you can do is sue a corporation. Well, then that's not a part of the common law. Because the common law, you know, right now I want to sue fucking Zuckerberg for violation of my first article rights. And there's no court for me to do it in. I have no redress for my grievance. I have a serious fucking grievance. I can prove it. But the son of a bitch, because of this corporation that has been legally formed in this country and has replaced the Republic and the Constitution and is defying the written ratified law of this country, which says I have every fucking right to go and serve Zuckerberg with a goddamn summons with a lawsuit for violation of my rights, and it's a civil complaint for fucking treason and sedition. Because he's doing it on purpose, and it is. It's not only hurting me; it's hurting everybody. When you fucking shut down freedom of speech, you are attacking the main body of law in this country, the superior supreme law. That's treason, and that's sedition. And I should be able to charge him just by being able to fill out the doc. I can fill out the documents. But I'd be goddamned if you can even find out who represents that son of a bitch. I mean, they are robber barons. They have declared themselves above the law and declared that they're going to make the goddamn law. They're going to decide what you think, what you eat, what you drink. And these are unelected motherfuckers. They're just a bunch of fucking thieving international criminals who have put together a criminal cabal in this country that has bought the fucking United States Corporation. I heard them talking about that all the states are going to file bankruptcy. Well, that should be pretty fucking interesting. That does kind of show that they are corporations, right? And the last time they filed bankruptcy in this country, what have they been putting up for collateral for all this fucking money they've been stealing? These states that are going to declare bankruptcy. Well, that'd be you and me. So are they going to turn us over to servitude to the banks? Because the banks would be the receivers in any such bankruptcy as they were in 1933. And then they wrote Title 50, which was supposed to be that, like, if you or I want a fucking house because they went bankrupt on us. That's what people don't get. That trillions of dollars that is in, they're in the hole. They're in the hole that belongs to us. We are the creditor. And so we were supposed to be able, like, if we wanted a house, we just find a house and we put out we wrote a contract. I'm buying this house from John and John says he's buying this house from me and the amount is this much here and what might have you. And you just sign that son of a bitch and I own the house. Why? Because they owed us fucking that much money. They owed us we the people. We were only, Title 50 is an interesting read. And that's what's been used before, you know, by people like Schweitzer there in Montana, the Montana Freeman. I mean, you know, as far as this money game they're fucking playing. All we were, all, right, they owe us so much money. All them trillions of dollars of debt, that's owed to us, John. It, they borrowed it from us. They are a corporation, just like the states are. And it's a corporation, and it borrowed from the American people. They borrowed in, they borrowed against our resources. They owe us the fucking money. Not the Chinese. You borrowed it from the Chinese. That's between you and the Chinese. You gotta pay me back what you fucking, what you borrowed from me. You borrowed it from the Chinese in my fucking name, and the money came to me, that makes it my money. If I was borrowing it right from the Chinese, I'd owe it to the Chinese, but I don't. I lent it to you. That means you gotta pay it to me. And then I, and then if the, and then I don't owe the Chinese nothing because you never had no authority to borrow money in my name, because that would be a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. You took, you seized me, and used me as a collateral, and all my resource that I belongs to me in this country, you seized me without due process of the law and borrowed name money in my fucking name. That's fraud. It's I don't owe the goddamn Chinese nothing, but you do owe me the trillions of fucking dollars that you fucking, that you illegally borrowed in my fucking name. It's like these Mexicans getting goddamn people's social security numbers, like little girls and shit. One little girl, she had a $250,000 loan out in her name. Well, that's fraud. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Oh, wait. We're at the bottom of the hour. We got to take... Go ahead,
Mark. Our social security should be $5,000 a month. Easy.
Oh, it should be more than that, dude. We shouldn't need social security. Just send us our goddamn annuities. Send us the money from our resources that you are fucking giving away to foreign fucking countries for kickbacks, so that you know, just a handful you get. And the reason they do it, it ain't because we all couldn't be rich, it's because they want to be above us. They want to be a ruling elite. They want to be the aristocracy. And they want us to be the peasantry, because that's the ultimate in wealth. I mean, you can only buy so many material goods, and you get bored with it. Then you want to own people. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Just watch my-
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by Henry Shively and John D. U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. It's time for the Tactical Report. John, you have the floor.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much. I kind of figured you might want to go to it, so I did look something up real quick because I spend all my time just trying to get my effing computer working. Thank you, Langley, for that. I love the problems you give my computer. But I did get it up and going, at least by pretty much the start of the show, even though it was a couple of minutes late. But let's take a quick look because we did have these gyrations in the market with this unprecedented event in the energy markets, and that was that oil. Not only did it go below zero, it went negative in price. It had gone as low as minus $40 a barrel. Historical. Never happened anywhere in human history that I have ever heard of or could find of any energy source going in the negative territory, which means that you, as the producer of that energy source, whether we're talking about oil, coal, wood, peat, because remember, before oil was coal, before coal, people basically burned wood, or in certain European countries, peat was actually a fairly common energy source. But nobody dug it up and went and gathered it and then said, look, I'll pay you to take this. Yes, I did all the work. I haven't made anything for it yet, but I'm going to pay you to take it. Okay, when does somebody do that? Because that's what minus $40 a barrel meant. Somebody was willing to pay anybody up to $40 a barrel to take it from them. Now, in reality, that's not the producers. And I did a little bit of quick research on that, and it was really down into, as I suspected, the derivatives market, the options market. Because what happens is when you buy some of these contracts, you are obligated to take delivery of the underlying asset by a certain date. And if you don't, there's huge penalties that you're going to pay per day until you take delivery or you sell it and get rid of it so you don't have to take delivery. So it actually turns out that a lot of the people who trade in these options and derivatives, well, they don't want the item. They don't want the underlying asset. They just want a paper trade. They want to trade on the price and get rid of it before the due date, before the execution date. That's typically what happens in about 99.9% of those contracts. Well, a lot of these people got caught with their pants down, and so there was a rush to try and get rid of these contracts so they didn't have to take delivery or simply be unable to take delivery and start getting paid, have to start paying all these daily fines. So they went out and they started offering anybody to take it, and it went down to as much as $40 a barrel. So that's basically what happened there. Remember, the production cost, as far as I remember, and I remember reading an article about this, and this was years ago, was somewhere between $25 and $40 a barrel. And if you do deep sea drilling, I think the cost is even higher than that. And then you've got your shale and your fracking, which is way higher than that. In fact, if I remember right, the break-even price is close to $100 a barrel for fracking and shale, which, of course, has been decimated by this. Now, going on, this is a real quick consideration. Let's take let me move on real quick to the precious metals markets, the real money markets. This is real money, people. Gold is at $1,715 an ounce, and silver is still at $15 an ounce. And as one trader said, this is the historic value of a lifetime. Never will you see a real commodity, a real asset with real value, real tangible value, be this undervalued in your life ever again. It just won't happen. Silver, besides being a monetary asset, is also an industrial asset. And the biggest consumer of silver used to be photography, believe it or not. That was actually the biggest consumer of silver. But, of course, when things started going digital, that quickly died off. But then something came in to replace it, and that is solar power. And then, of course, all the electronics use quite a bit of silver. And believe it or not, military equipment, military weapon systems use quite a bit of silver. If I remember right, in a single Tomahawk cruise missile, there's something like 30 ounces of silver in a single missile. And I don't know about all the smaller stuff. I'm sure anything with electronics has some degree of silver in it besides some gold, especially for the contacts. But silver is a phenomenal value at $15 an ounce, and there is a premium on it. If you want to buy a single ounce of silver, you're going to pay the $15, which is the market value. You're going to pay the seller's markup, their premium on it, and that's going to typically be a couple of dollars. And then there's a premium because there's a scarcity in this for the silver, and that's typically another $8 to $10. And then you got to pay delivery and sometimes insurance. So by the time you get that single ounce of silver, you can expect to pay anywhere between $24 to $30 an ounce right now. Now, you can get it a little bit cheaper if you buy a bulk purchase, 10 ounces, 100 ounces, even a couple hundred ounces. You may knock a few dollars off of that per ounce price, but I don't think anybody can get it under $23 an ounce, and that's with a fairly large order. But that is real money, and what we call money, this U.S. dollar, it is going to hyperinflate. We are going to be another Weimar Germany at some point. It is absolutely mathematically guaranteed. There's no way around it. There's no way we can stop it. The only thing they can do is stall it, which means the only guess is, when will it really happen? That's the only guess. But I would be amazed if we could even get just a few more years out of this. Now, Mark has made the comment, and I've heard other listeners make the comment, that, you know, this thing in our pocket called the U.S. dollar, it's garbage, it's junk, it's worthless. Well, it is, except it's still being traded right now. You can still trade it for real goods and services. So you should be using it. You should be acquiring long-term foods, ammunition, guns, because it does look like they're not going to back down. It looks like they are. They would rather see this get pushed to a civil war, an out-and-outright shit fight, because these are communists. Remember, they're delusional. They're irrational. They're power hungry. They're psychotic. They're sociopaths. They're psychopaths in every sense of the words. To them, they are gods on earth. They have all this money they have stolen from us through corruption, deception, and outright theft. And so that makes them entitled to make decisions about where mankind's history is going to, future is going to go. And that includes getting rid of us. And if you don't think it's etched in stone for them, you better look up something called the Georgia Guidestones down there in Elberton, Georgia. And right there, the first article etched in stone is to reduce the human population to under 500 million people. Well, to go from 7.3 billion people, which is the rough estimate right now, to under 500 million people, that means you got to exterminate, about 95, 96% of the world's population. That means line up 100 people against the wall. You're going to take out two or three people from the lineup, and you shoot the rest. Put 100 people against the wall. Take out three people, four people from that lineup, shoot the rest, and keep going until you've gone through every person on the planet like that. That's their idea. That's the kind of extermination we're talking about. And they're going to do it through vaccines, because that's what this is all about, people. This is the inroad they found to get the poisons and the, they call them adjuvants and additives in the vaccines that cause tumors, cancers, early death. That's why they're mandating all this, because they're going to jam it right into your vein, and they can avoid it. Not like dropping a nuclear bomb. Well, you know, the radiation's going to spread out around the planet, and it gets to them. You can't just keep spraying chemtrails because, well, they breathe the air, and it's going to get to them. You can't just keep putting it in water because, well, they drink water, although it's going to be filtered and bottled and everything else, but they drink when they probably go out, so they don't want too much in the way of a harsh poison in regular tap water, although we got it with this the fluoride, which is, silicate, I can't remember the chemical name for it, but it's the byproduct of fertilizer production and aluminum production, and it is just as toxic to the neural system as lead is. In fact, it seems to be more toxic, and that's the shit they're putting in our drinking water to dumb us down. Well, they don't want to be susceptible to any of the poisons they're using to kill us. So the vaccine route's a great route because you can target each and every individual singularly, and you can avoid environmental contamination, which means that they're safe to walk around. It's a wonderful system they've come up with. Unfortunately, we've discovered it. We know what it is. And when we catch them, I pray to God I am there and that I am one of these people that gets to chop their fucking head off, skull fuck them, shit in their neck, and then use their face to wipe my ass, and then just keep going down the line, each and every one of these. And I would love, oh my God, I would love to start with Bill Gates. I would pay for that privilege. Anyway, that's it for me right now on the tactical report, so I'm going to hand this back to Henry because we don't have too much time.
Excellent report, John, and I'll only disagree with one thing. This is not going to be a civil war. because I'm hearing the words Bill of Rights on the mainstream propaganda machine and on the signs of the people that are coming out. And now people are coming out with guns and signs that say Bill of Rights. What this is going to be is the people enforcing the law against a criminal gang that has come in and, well, it's like coming into your town and taking over. A criminal gang, you know, comes in and through pure force, you know, takes over your body politic, you know, and has got everybody paying protection money and it's just basically running the joint. And then the people step up and they enforce the law that is on the books. Well, that's not a civil war. That's killing criminals. And they only make up 18 to 20%. Of course they will. They will. When they get desperate, bring in the blue helmets and, God, it's like you want to shoot, like you want to be the one to get Bill Gates. I mean, I those blue helmets, I've dreamed about them all my life, putting holes in blue helmets.
No, you're absolutely right, Henry. A civil war would be us fighting amongst ourselves. We are not fighting amongst ourselves. We are fighting an enemy force, an occupation. This is a coup, and when you fight against a coup, you're fighting for your own country. That's not a civil war. That's just outright war.
But that's why they are, when they show these protests, they try to get the, I mean, and they can't get that many in there. Yeah, I mean, there's thousands of people, and there's thousands of signs, but they try and, you know, center on a Trump signs or, to try and divide the people. That was the whole idea. But Trump's a communist too. This is a communist gang of goddamn criminals led by Zion, the goddamn Jews that want to take over the world and have their seat of power over there in what was the Ottoman Empire. So they're trying to, I mean, best they can, but it's, I mean, it's blowing apart on them. When I hear that Bill Barr is actually, investigating the governors for these orders that they gave, because when Napolitano came on there and said that, I mean, there was plenty of people, there's 340 million people plus the 100 million fucking illegal aliens in this country. There's a lot of people watching, a lot of people heard that. And every one of them is guilty of that misprison of felony. And that, you know, to start prosecuting one another, he would be guilty if he didn't. And that's why you're going to see him, you know, try to do these phony little prosecutions. They went overboard. They did have constitutional power in an emergency. No, they did not. And everybody knows they did not. Everybody knows that it's a violation of the Bill of Rights. That's what you're seeing on the signs. And I never thought I'd see the day when they would finally have to say the words Bill of Rights. There's only one more phrase that they have to get in there, and I will have seen it all, and that will be the common law and the common law courts. Because that's where this is to be handled. This is crime against the people. That attorney general is an unlawful position that was created in violation of the 9th article because they didn't go through the 5th article, because the people would have never ratified any kind of law that said that the government was going to be in control of the judicial system. It was the people.
And Henry, people don't realize that, you know, this wasn't an oversight, that governors are not given these kind of dictatorial powers under extreme conditions, because they understood, the founding fathers understood, and remember, we're talking about what was the better intent here. They understood that a crisis would be manufactured by the very government that we're supposed to trust in order to grab total power, because they already knew about it. They resorted. They read about Rome, ancient Rome, and how sometimes they were accused, the leaders were accused of manufacturing crisis for the singular purpose of grabbing dictatorial powers.
Exactly correct. And that's why the 9th and 10th article are there. They're the two articles of the ratified law that seal the deal. They seal it for the whole country. Because the 9th article, you know, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. We've all been put under house arrest without due process of the law. I think that's a denial of right by definition of the law.
Worse than that, some people, if they break that house arrest order by the governor and they go into something as simple as a park, nobody else in there, because you got the article up on the site, like that woman in the park and she just refused to leave. Well, they actually threw her in prison.
Yeah, and, but they did so unlawfully, and it's already been on the, I've got that article, that was the next article up, Idaho moms arrest for refusing to leave park playground with kids ignites lockdown protest. And we're not talking about, you know, the Second Amendment, boy, we could not get past that. I mean, but that's the enforcement mechanism. They're looking at the rest of the Bill of Rights and the fact, and they're understanding that I am incarcerated in my home. I've been charged with no crime. I'm not even sick. And I can't go out and I can't work. I'm supposed to be, I'm going down and they're talking about delivering the food to you. This is the Soviet Union we're looking at here, people. But the 10th article, you know, it seals it for the states. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. And that would be all these shalls and shall nots in the Bill of Rights. Nor prohibited by it to the states. So what is prohibited in the Constitution is prohibited to the states. So all these gun laws, I mean, they're all mispresented. All of it is, and even in their, admiralty, people are realizing, everybody who heard what Napolitano said, this is even in their admiralty. Which is, you know, they could write policy for, exercising the small amount of authority that we granted them in the Constitution through ratification. But they had to have checks on that were that they could not violate the Bill of Rights. That's where the misprison of felony comes in. And what are they going to say? We're giving ourselves exemption from prosecution for violating the Bill of Rights, which is the supreme superior law. They can't do it. That's why it blew me away when I heard that Bill Barr was going to investigate each governor. But you watch. He'll go in there. Well, this one went a little overboard here. No. When they gave any order, they violated the fucking law. There's no two ways about it. They had no authority. There was no court order. You can only be forced to do something through a court order, and that court order has to come from, according to this Bill of Rights, the superior law of this land, has to come from a common law jury. And you have to have had the process to get you to in front of that jury, and you have to have the complaint from an individual in their individual capacity. The government never could prosecute in the common law. That's why they kept it separate, to make sure that we were self-ruling. And whatever they did over there in the government, only legislation that they had permission to write was legislation to enforce the law. The law would be the law of that was in the Constitution, you know, like there'll be so many representatives or whatever, what might have you. And the Bill of Rights is the absolute fucking law of this country. They could write policies to enhance and say, you know, like you can't take somebody's house through a robot. Like they took the houses back in 2008 and did foreclosures they couldn't fucking do. Now they could write a policy that said that is against the law and it is punishable as a misperson of felony for violation of the Bill of Rights. They could write that into legislation. They could pass it and then send it to the Senate. The Senate could pass it and then they send it to the President. The President could sign it, and then it would be right now. See, they're sitting here. We're sitting here with this. Shit out in the open, because the people are coming out and openly defying. That's the whole difference of everything that's happened in the past. The people are openly defying these unlawful orders, and they're calling them unlawful because they are violations of the Bill of Rights. And they're putting forth that the Bill of Rights is the absolute law, because it has to be. Otherwise, we the people are subjects, and we are not the fucking sovereigns.
And Henry, look who's even waking up. I mean, it's not down to, you know, the right-wing extremist, the patriot, the sunshine patriot. Oh, you're down to a house mom was out there with her kid defying this.
Well, yeah, like the lady, I mean, that was in the car window. She just looked like an average lady, you know. You could tell there was no Trump stickers on her car or anything else. She just flat said that they're not going to rule us like Chinese. We will fight for our rights. And that's what you're seeing on 90% of the the signs, but it's just like when the Occupy movement was there. 90% of the signs and what the people were saying was, you know, pretty much the same thing we're talking about now. You're violating the law. You're violating our rights. But they had their socialists in there because it was Obama. It's going to be a socialist revolution. We're going to, no, it isn't, because the people refused to write a manifesto and they refused to have a fucking, organized command structure to be corrupted. See, that's when you get into that's why this has been so, that's why Hong Kong, those people in Hong Kong were so successful at what they did, but you don't hear nothing else about it. They went and ripped all the fucking cameras out. Over there in, this last article here, I can't remember which country it was in. I think it was, damn it, what country was it? But they're burning those goddamn 5G towers. I have that article here. I'm pretty sure. Italy, yeah, they're going and they're burning those goddamn 5G towers, and they're arresting the people. They're doing it, but they're saying, "Oh, this is misinformation again." But then you get tied up with Facebook again, with Facebook and with these fucking people who are just this their little social clique is deciding what is true and what is not true for the people, and deciding what we will say to each other, and then and they're, you know, like Bill Gates attempting to fucking I want 5G put in because I'm a quadzillionaire by way of the CIA financing my goddamn operation and putting me here in a position where they're trying to be the goddamn the robber barons of old, where they're going to just dictate the goddamn law because they have the biggest pile of stolen wealth. Well, I got news for you, Bill Gates. You're going to hang from a fucking hemp rope, and everything you've got's going to be taken and redistributed among the people it belongs to, you thieving prick. And I don't even want a rope for him, John, to be quite honest with you. I think that's too quick and too easy for what that diabolical son of a bitch has done, not only here in the United States, but around the world.
Oh, I agree, Henry, and I've thought of some hellacious ways to take him out slowly.
He does whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, he is doing whatever the hell he wants. He is completely lawless, but it's showing the people. I mean, just like what Gates is doing, just like this shit with the governors. Now, that's what really fucked them is when they ordered this fucking this shelter in place, this lockdown. Trump was careful. Everything called at the federal level is called guidelines. Now, a guideline, you can do it or not. This is what we're recommending. You can recommend
the
hell.
It's a suggestion.
It's a suggestion. But these fucking governors coming out and go, I am ordering. Okay, you made an order. I need to see your authority. Oh, you don't have no such authority. In fact, it is a violation of the law for you to pretend that you have that authority and for you to send out private fucking mercenaries to enforce your unlawful order. And that is, and even in the world of the goddamn admiralty, if that is a misperson of felony, that's a 6-year beef. And so it'd be interesting to see exactly what Barr does if he comes in and goes, well, he could tell you to stay home. And no, he fucking can't. I mean,
I think it's going to be a whitewash, just like when you had James Comey over there at the FBI investigate Hillary Clinton, and well, they just didn't really see her do anything wrong. It was bad judgment, but they just really didn't think it was indictable.
But the eyes of millions of people who are saying no are watching, and they already know that it's illegal, that this is not law. It cannot be law because even in the people's minds who don't understand this, all of the Bill of Rights and do not understand the jurisdictions, this wasn't legislated. This didn't go through the fucking process that, you know, like the legislature, like you talked about, and then signed by the governor. This is just the governor. This is executive orders. This is executive dictate.
Well,
and
this was the governor blowing his nose on a napkin and said, there's my order right there.
Because they're not only violating the Bill of Rights, which is the highest law of this land, but they're violating their own state constitutions doing this too. And the people can see that. As they see that, they keep going back and they're looking at the Bill of Rights, which is the supreme law. And I'm telling you, I never thought I'd see the day where I was hearing Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights. On the fucking mainstream, but we've pushed it that far, people. We only got a little bit further to push to get to common law and get to the people's right and the people's exclusive right to prosecute these fucking criminals for violation of our law. And execute them. Huh?
Get rid of the 14th.
I don't understand.
Get rid of the 14th Amendment.
Oh, yeah. The 14th Amendment's got to go. The corporation's got to go. They had no authority to replace the Republic with a goddamn corporation and name us as their property. I mean, I think that ninth article, that's a complete, absolute, unquestionable violation to the max. That is open treason and sedition that they have committed. Generational open fucking treason that they have committed. And the people.
And just to remind people, if they don't think that their property, that's where the birth certificates came in, 1933, when they foreclosed on this country, and then they reopened it under the promise that there was going to be some type of collateral pledged. That was us. That's what the birth certificates were created for.
Exactly correct. And just read the 14th Amendment. I mean, every time I go to look when they start to talk about the 14th Amendment today, they start with the part about the states, you know, underneath it, the states are subject to the authority of the federal, all this shit. They do not read the first fucking clause. And the first fucking clause says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction of the states and the federal government. Subject, you look up the word subject as a noun or as a verb, it tells you that you are not free, that you belong to somebody, you are subjugated. And that is what your forefathers that fought the fucking, the uprising that was hijacked by these same pricks that are fucking us today by their ancestors, like George Washington, who actually signed that piece of legislation that, created the Attorney General, knowing he was guilty of this misperson of a felony, even in the Admiralty, because that son of a bitch knew it was against the law. It wasn't created through the fifth article of the fucking Constitution. So he was a fucking traitor too from the beginning. Thomas Jefferson wrote a fucking writ of mandamus against it, saying ordering them to obey the law, and they did like our mandamus, saying we're not going to obey the law. So the way back then, you know, you could have took them to the common law courts, but one of the elitists would have had to do it. But they've gotten rid of our common law courts, so we got one choice left, people. That law has to be enforced, and that law has to be enforced with the second article, because that's what we have left. It's been neglected generationally for way too fucking long, and unfortunately, it's our generation that's going to have to take care of it. And you'll notice that what they're talking now about in the fall, when this fucking corona, it's going to come back again. It's going to be terrible, but they're talking about locking down all the old people. All the people, and for, you know, the people who still remember what freedom is, the people have pushed this shit to the point that people are out there disobeying by the fucking tens of thousands. I mean, when I see these things, I mean, there's thousands of people in the streets, and they're not out there. They're not out there for Trump. I mean, you'll have an asshole or two that's planted there with his cowboy boots on, waving a fucking American flag with Trump on it. You're going to have that because they're trying to make it anything but what it is. But they've gone too far. The numbers are too great of the people who understand that it is a violation of the Bill of Rights, and they know that is, I mean, they've always, it's always been in their mind that these are our rights. I mean, if you could ever reach them and show them where their rights are being violated and they've been turned into subjects and property, well, goddamn, that's what's happening right now, people. They're finding it out, and they are getting pisseder and pisseder every day. You lock them down. You took their circus away from them. Now take their bread away from them. And let's watch what happens with a couple of billion guns and a trillion rounds of ammunition when you, for the fucking people, go come after their asses. And a lot of hemp rope. That being said, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But I mean, just keep pushing it. Because, I mean, that got through about Bill Gates. I mean, about Zuckerberg. Because today, you know, we had the article, the states, oh no, we didn't tell them to do that. They're lying. You see, they're fucking starting, it's falling apart on them. That the fucking worm has turned and we have the momentum. The people, I mean, they can't, if they let everything go today, it's too late. There's too many people who have seen them for what they are. And then you got this goddamn bailout that they're showing that 90% of this money was supposed to go to small businesses, which is corporate welfare, which we've said all along. That's where the wealth of this nation has gone. That's where the stolen money has gone, to corporate fucking welfare. But even at corporate welfare, it was supposed to be for these small businesses. 90% of them couldn't get it. It all went through to the big banks like Wells Fargo and fucking Chase and all these big banks. It went to them and they lent it.
Like a setup to me, Henry.
And they handed it out by the millions to the fucking big corporations who had millions in the bank, which they swore it was not going to happen. They swore it wouldn't happen, and they're supposed to be going to prosecute for it, and they're going to take the money back. That's the last thing I heard on it. I'll believe it when I see it. Just like I want to see what Bill Barr charges these goddamn governors with. Every one of them, by the word of fucking of Napolitano, is guilty of a felony in the fucking admiralty, and they are guilty of treason in the common law. I want to see the charges filed against 50 fucking goddamn governors that fucking broke the fucking law, and not only, like I said, our law. Which the admiralty ain't supposed to exist out here. We're supposed to have our courts, and we're supposed to be able to hang them for this. But I want to see what this son of a bitch, or if he's going to commit misprison of felony. Let's see if he commits it, or if he's going to prosecute like the admiralty commands him to do as a fucking goddamn part of the military apparatus of this country and an illegal entity created in violation of the fucking law.
Henry, if I understand this correctly, each person who was held against their will under these conditions, that is a separate count. So you're talking about 350 to 400 million counts of false imprisonment.
Exactly correct. You're absolutely correct, John. Now let's sit back and see what they're going to do about it, people, and keep the pressure on and keep telling people, I told you so. I mean, don't be afraid to say it. I mean, it was getting a little monotonous on other things, but on this one, I told you so. See, I tried to tell you. Now, do you see it? Well, yes, I do see it. I feel it. What happened is the fucking fools took the circus away. The circus was the only thing distracting. People are sitting in their houses for a fucking month. They're going to start thinking about why. And there ain't no circus to divert their attention. So they found out why. And you're about to fucking reap what you have fucking sown, you sons of bitches. You old propagandists, you fucked up. And that is the word from the trenches.
Take care.
You too, brother.